Philadelphia Mayor Parker describes the history of the All Wars Memorial in the city as one of persistence and a symbol of effort and sacrifice for Black soldiers and sailors. She and minority veterans placed wreaths at the foot of the All Wars Memorial to colored soldiers and sailors on Logan Circle on Memorial Day.
The All Wars Memorial stands in honor of Black soldiers and sailors who served this nation across generations of conflict, often while still fighting for equality here at home.
Audio courtesy of 6ABC, created in 1927, the memorial sculpture took 7 years to find a remote location to be in West Fairmount Park. After that, it was moved to the more high-profile location of Logan Circle in 1994. New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill was denied access to a North Jersey Immigration Detention Center Monday. Some at the facility have been on a hunger strike since Friday, WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports.
Federal immigration officials denied Sherrill's request to access Delaney Hall, but in a statement, the governor said she went to the Newark facility anyway to hear from families and advocates. One of the protesters confronted her, upset that she did not come sooner. The exchange was captured in a video on social media.
I have been here. I've slept here. Gabby has slept here in her car. And you, 4 days for you to show up.
Sherrill was joined by members of the state's congressional delegation, whom she praised for trying to get inside the facility. The governor said she would continue to hold ICE accountable and push to close facilities like Delaney Hall. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
An effort is underway to double the staff at Philadelphia's Fair Housing Commission. If the budget request is approved, the agency would have 8 dedicated employees to process and prepare renter complaints for administrative hearings. City Council member Nicholas O'Rourke says more staffers are needed as the commission's caseload continues to increase, partially because of new legislation.
Whether it is tenants recognizing rights that need to be respected, or whether it be just more of a breakdown between the two dynamics, the commission needs more capacity to be able to address what's got incoming.
City Council must pass the city's next budget by June 30th. Beginning today, the city is closing a slew of streets near Lemon Hill, the site of the Fairmount Park FIFA Fan Festival. The roads will be marked with temporary no parking zone signs, and they will remain closed for the duration of the soccer festival, reopening to vehicular traffic on July 26th. In sports, the Phillies shut down the Padres 3-0 in San Diego, thanks to home runs by Kyle Schwarber and Brandon Marsh yesterday. The two teams go at it again tonight. And the Philly forecast, it's 70 right now. We're going up to 82. We'll have some clouds today and winds north-northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. This is WHYY.